Θεόλου
have said this song loud and clear.
Κλασικό, λόγω και
sing from your heart.
Ακόμα τι
Πάμος και
Jesus, name.
Jesus.
tó jókòó.
But before you pray those prayers,
ìgbọ̀n ká tó pa àwọn àdúrà náà.
There are three warfare songs I want you to sing.
Orin ogun mẹ́ta bẹ̀rẹ̀ mo fẹ́ papọ̀.
The louder and the more aggressive you sing this song, the faster your breakthrough set will be.
Bó bá ṣe kó o sókè tó àti bó bá ṣe lo ipa pọ̀ ni ọ̀hún bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àlàjá rẹ̀ yóò yàrá mọ́.
Three warfare songs.
Orin ogun mẹ́ta ni.
Then you pray these seven prayers.
A wà gba àwọn àdúrà mi
bí. And as you put your mouth into those prayers,
bó bá ti ń gbẹ́mi lé àwọn àdúrà náà.
Miracles of God in an awesome manner will begin to manifest in life. Not only where you are now, but
on
things that even concern you that are far away. Are you ready now? Sing this song at the top of your voice. And don't negotiate with any power here today. And don't joke with any prayer you are asked to pray here today. The walls of Jericho fall down flat. The walls of Jericho fall down flat. Worshiping of God, we're praising the Lord.
Demand that your virtues be released.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And somebody just pray that prayer.
And the Lord just said badly.
The Lord said within 1 week. That you should change your mind, possibly forever will happen to you. Within 1 week. Pray the second prayer like this. My stolen oil. Can I hear you shouting this loud out there? In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Open your mouth and begin to declare. So every cloud of bewitchments, Somebody just goes to do something strange. And that kind of thing, people wonder why you even do that kind of thing. Unpardonable errors. Pray this prayer now. Every cloud of bewitchment, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter the cloud of bewitchment by fire. That's right. Command the cloud of bewitchment to scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody just pray that prayer. That something that has been swallowing your wealth. And that thing has been following you about. That thing has just been buried alive now. This is number 5 now.
If I were,
pray this without any apology.
But do I like to do anything?
Say, witches and wizards.
And you are sure I tell you,
flag against me.
Yeah, come on, you see.
Crash land. That's right. In their flying against the command of the crash land. That's right. Masekate nekaya wo shandaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening over there.
Oh, conscience,
a whole double personality.
Oh, dear, the Avenging
is working out of somebody. That's right.
Then,
6.
Because
to every power assigned to put me on the sick bed. Can you shout this with only anger? That I see somebody else who says, shout this one out. Go! In the name of Jesus. That's right.
Then, what's up for you?
Number 7 now. That's right. Number 7 now. Midnight enchantments.
In fire for day
against my life.
No desire.
Father, this morning we are gathered here.
Baba, no, no, you are going to sing.
Already the word of prophecy has gone forth. And as many as will present themselves at this service shall be mightily blessed. I thank you for that, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that today let there be no one here who will go home empty handed. I pray, O Lord, that each and every one gathered here today shall be a candidate of awesome testimonies and divine turnarounds. In the name of Jesus, to you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Before you sit down, I'd like to prophesy the life of several persons. So, my friend, this year,
learning
frustration,
indiable,
and stagnation
will
not be your lot.
In
the name of Jesus, say to seven persons now, frustration and stagnation will not be your lot. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a sing, God bless you. Let's open our Bible to the book of Judges. You find Judges before Ruth and before Samuel.
Iwe awon ni dajo la o kan ka to kan iwe Ruth o Samuel.
This morning we're dealing with a bondage that can cause a man's spirit to wither.
Lo lo ya ma se ayewa o si dojuko ide kan to le mu ki emi eniyan.
Today we're dealing with an iron-like bondage that possesses with iron-clad
power.
A bondage we call the door opener bondage. If we
be our
in this country and in the countries of the world,
we
are able to effectively deal with bondages like this,
then
the sky is the limit and we shall have paradise on earth. Judges chapter 12, I'm reading from verse 5. And we're dealing with what I call breaking ethnic and cultural bondages. Breaking ethnic cultural bondages. And I want you to read from Judges chapter 12, verse 5. And the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so. But when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, let me go over, That the man of Gilead said unto him, art thou an Ephraimite? If he says no, then they said unto him, say now, Shibboleth. But he said, Sibboleth. For he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of
Jordan.
And there fell at that time of the Ephraimites 42,000. War was on. Ephraimites were trying to escape. But the Gileadites were hiding somewhere. Anytime someone was trying to escape, are you an Ephraimite or not? Say Shibboleth. But they knew that people from that area, people from that race, people from that tribe, they cannot frame to pronounce she. They will say Sibboleth. And immediately they are captured and killed. And that cost the life of 42,000
in
one day. Listen very, very carefully. When we're talking about culture, we're talking about the behaviors and beliefs characteristic of a particular social group. Or a particular ethnic group. Or age group. When we're talking about culture, we're talking about the total sum of the ways of living built up by a group of human beings. And this kind of ways of living is transmitted from generation to generation. When we're talking about culture, we're talking about patterns and traits and products considered to be an expression of a community. The trouble is that this conscience can be a blessing and also a curse. Just like you can see that the men of the Ephraimites could not pronounce
Shibboleth.
The same way we see all over the world today, many different accents in speech. This one clearly identifies the cultural connection of the person. As even in this country now, by the time some people begin to speak, you can place where they come from. When I was in the University of Lagos, I was one lecturer, one student said, excuse me, sir, I can't understand your English. This English is smelling of
iniquity.
And so you could place people sometimes when they began to talk. So every one of us, we are recipient of influences from sources. And these influences can be dangerous and can be destructive sometimes. Let me tell you these hard facts about culture and bondages, and ethnicity and bondages. Because there are two large destructive bondages that ignoring them will be a big problem.
Nítorí pé àwọn ìdè méjì tó tóbi tó lè parí ló wà tí a bá sì ṣe aláìbójútó wọn yóò jẹ́ wàhálà.
One is hereditary bondages, generational bondages.
Èkíní ni ìdè tí ènìyàn jogún nínú ẹbí ìdè ìrandíran.
Well, those from our ancestors.
Àwọn yẹn látọ̀dọ̀ bàbá
ńlá wa. The second one is ethnic and cultural bondages.
Ìkejì ni ìdè ẹ̀yà àti àṣà.
And listen to this advert.
Ẹgbẹ́ àwọn kókó ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí.
Number one, everyone is a welcome signboard pointing to where you were born or where you have lived.
Èkíní, olúkúlùkù ènìyàn ló jẹ́ àmì tọ́ka sí tó ń nawọ́ sí ibi tí ó ti gbé ní àbí ibi tá a gbé bí.
The shape of your face.
Bí ojú rẹ ṣe.
Eyes.
Bí ojú rẹ ti rí.
The color of your skin.
Bí àwọ̀ ara rẹ ti rí.
The texture of your hair.
Bí irun orí rẹ ṣe rí.
The style of your clothes.
Irú ìmúra rẹ.
Sometimes your eating habits.
Nígbà tí ọ̀pọ̀ ṣe ń jẹun.
Your speech.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ẹnu rẹ.
They are often pointers to your ethnic roots and place of birth.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọgbà wọn a máa tọ́ka sí gbogbo ìyà tó ti wá àti ibi tí wọ́n ti bí ọ.
At the Tower of Babel.
Ní ilé ìṣọ́ Bábélì.
God scattered linguistic groups.
Ọlọ́run pa gbogbo èdè rú.
Throughout the earth.
Kálẹ̀ gbogbo àgbáyé.
But although that happened.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé eléyìí ní ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀.
Groups from there have basically remained unchanged unless Jesus changes them.
Àwọn ẹ̀yà láti bẹ̀ wọ́n pọ̀ yí padà àfi tí Jésù bá yí wọn padà.
For example, now the Arab people of the world have remained chronically, ethnically unchanged since Ishmael.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ, láti ìgbà Ishmaeli, àwọn ará ilẹ̀ Arabia bí wọ́n ṣe wà náà ni wọ́n yìí.
Like the Bible says.
And his hand shall be upon every man. Every man has to be upon him.
And he shall be a white man. Today, now there is a lot of aggression, fighting spirits, demonic spirit, hostility, isolation and withdrawal, polygamy and witchcraft.
It's
there. These ethnic and cultural bondages have the power to dominate people's life.
Àwọn ìdè ẹ̀yà àti àṣà yìí wọ́n lágbára láti lè jẹ gàba lórí ayé ènìyàn.
Unfortunately, when some people get born again, they don't drop this disease still with them.
Ó wá ṣe ń dáná pé nígbà tẹ́lẹ̀ mìíràn bá dé àtúndí kì í parọ́ àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí tí ó yíwà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
And the Bible stands to deal with any culture that is against the culture of heaven.
Ìdúró Bíbélì sì ni pé ká dojú ìjà kọ gbogbo àṣà tó ń lòdì sí àṣà ọ̀run.
If you are a Jew, you are doing something wrong, Bible says it is wrong. If you are English, you are doing something wrong, Bible says it is wrong. Whatever, wherever you come from, if it is wrong, Bible says it is wrong.
Bó bá jẹ́ Jew ni ọ́, bó bá ṣe tí òótọ́ Bíbélì sọ pé kò tọ́ ni. Bó bá jẹ́ Gẹ̀ẹ́sì ni ọ́, ohun tó o bá ṣe tí òótọ́ Bíbélì pé kò tọ́ ni ẹ̀yìn àyẹ̀wò tó lè ti wá. Bó bá ti ṣe tí òótọ́ Bíbélì wí pé kò tọ́ náà ni.
So no one is exempt from this cultural and ethnic bondages. The only way out is deliverance.
Kò sí ẹnikẹ́ni tó ń bọ́ nínú àwọn èdè àṣà àti ẹ̀yà yìí. Ọ̀nà àbáyọ kan ṣe tó wà náà ni ìtúsílẹ̀.
Because all cultures contain problems one way or another.
Nítorí gbogbo ẹ̀yà àti àṣà ló ní ìṣòro ní lọ́nà kan tàbí mìíràn.
And there are many things that will contribute to the way people behave and the way people act.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ kan ló sì lè dá sí bí ènìyàn ṣe ń hùwà àti bó ṣe ń ṣe sí.
How the nationality commence.
Bí orílẹ̀-èdè ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀.
The early settlers in the place.
Àwọn tó kọ́kọ́ tẹ ìlú kan
jó. The kind of religion that was there before.
Òun ẹ̀sìn tí wọ́n ṣe níbẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
The superstitions and customs held in the place.
Àwọn ìgbàgbọ́ wọn tí ó wà níbẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
Countries that were once conquered in war, when you see them, you know that something has happened to them before.
Àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè tí wọ́n ṣẹ́gun nígbà ogun pàtẹ́ bá débẹ̀ ọkàn pé kọ̀ọ̀kan ti ṣe àwọn aráàlú yìí rí.
Find the spirit of heaviness around them and protectiveness over protectiveness.
Ẹ ó yẹ ẹ̀mí ìwúwo àti kí wọ́n fẹ́ máa dáàbò bo nǹkan láti ṣe
ìlú. They try and avoid foreigners.
Wọ́n á máa tàpá sí àwọn àlejò.
In some cases, there are very strong family traditions.
Nígbà mìíràn, àwọn àṣà ìbílẹ̀ yóò wà gbówó bẹ̀.
That even believers who claim to be born again are finding difficult to break from.
Bébí pé àwọn onígbàgbọ́ tí wọ́n ti ẹ̀ láwọn ti dàtú bí ó máa ń nira fún wọn láti já ara gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
In many places, there are class structures.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ agbègbè, a ó ní ètò ìmọ̀jú ọ̀nà òtó mi lẹ́gbẹ́.
And because because of this, there is a problem that we need to solve
spiritually.
Many of our cultures are tainted with sin and sometimes outright demonic.
When
somebody takes a baby, 7 or 8 day old baby, and you are putting dead rat in the mouth, you are putting palm oil in the mouth, you are putting all kinds of things in the mouth of those are things that we do that we need to change.
And
some places, when women give birth to children, they are subjected to food that has no oil, that has no pepper, they just take white stuff. Believers need to be released from these things. Because it molds our lives negatively. Many believers still go to practice stylish idolatry. The cultures of this world, they are basically not the culture of Christ. They operate on the basis of self-centeredness and self-promotion, which are directly opposite to the heart of God. Thousands of destructive cultural bondages all over the world. First marriage at any age. Concubine age. And female circumcision. All those kinds of things like that. According to Mark 5 and Daniel 10, you can't read it now. Every country has its own strong man controlling it. Every town or city has and there is a particular satanic power. And so in order to be effective amongst racial groups with the gospel, we need to identify that spirit and deal with it. For some countries, the problem is pride, rebellion, slavery, corruption. For some tribes in this country, I'm not going to mention any tribe. The strong man and cultural bondage. His sweet tongue and lying. For some tribes in this country, the strong man is useless ceremonies and celebrations. Somebody is living in one room somewhere, is now celebrating a party that is blocking the street. What a useless culture. And some tribes in this country, there is over cleverness. Some people can be under clever. Over cleverness. This country, we have tried that. What they are known for is violence. Some fear. They can't pursue anything for too long. Instead of pursuing something for long and getting results, they'll give you a proverb. And if it's not possible to go forward, go backward. For some, it's polygamy. Try it in this country. For some, it's inordinate ambition to acquire money. Anytime you say money, your temperature goes up. These are problems that even we now bring them to the house of God. People bring those problems to the house of God. And it's very, very sad. And as you go even from nation to nation, the same thing. Go to a place like Australia now. You have this independence spirit, easy going attitude, difference, complacency, alcoholism, laws, abortion, rebellion towards authority, gambling, free ministry like our lodge members said, false superiority, contempt of indigenous people. They have been falling among
themselves.
When you go to the Pacific Islands,
have
people there, they are engaged in idolatry. Violence, lawlessness,
I love it.
Rebellion, female humiliation. In some of those countries, the woman is meant to be seen and never heard. You go to the English, independence, reserve.
This
class distinction.
Snob people.
Fighting stubbornness. Alcoholism. Morality. Witchcraft. Negativism. Negative. And all kinds of other vices.
You
go to the Dutch. Domination spirit, rejection spirit, conquering and ruling spirit, coldness against people, male inferiority, pornography, morality.
Is
there you got to find a whole street filled with prostitutes and they are licensed to prostitute? Germans have their own problems. Against the Jews. Arrogance. Atheism. Black magic. Witchcraft. Promiscuity. Lawlessness. Anger. The Jews. Stubborn. Spiritual blindness. Rejection. Chinese. Racially pride, idolatry. They are the dragon people, they worship the dragon. Money, materialism, lucky charms, resistance to the gospel. For the Chinese, basically, marriage is only for the purpose of China. As a result, wives are vessels of reproduction. Japanese. Idolatry. Sensual worship. Materialism. National inferiority. Pressure to perform. I must perform. India. Also, they worship nature. People die of hunger in India while there are cows walking all over the streets. The kind of cow that will completely disappear from Nigerian streets if they get here. Pride, witchcraft, superstition. Family fight and jealousy. Alcoholism. Religious vegetarianism. I'm only going to eat vegetables. Only vegetables. Wearing of demonic bracelets. The Americans. Arrogance. Violence. Morality. Love of money. spirit of independence, the superior spirit. How about France? Alcoholism, depression, suicide spirit, loneliness, pleasure, racial prejudice, violence, superiority spirit.
Find
the one who find these characteristics.
When
you come from those places and you are born again, and you do not break those things, you shall brought over from wherever tribe you are coming from, it will negatively affect your breakthrough, it will affect your salvation. The last time I was in a prison abroad, plenty of Nigerians there. By the time I prayed with a few of them and asked them questions, an ethnic bondage.
Actually,
what brought them? Say, well, they don't like prostitution here, but I'm a prostitute. Where do you come from? Edo.
Edo.
Another one, what brought you here? So I got drunk and I drove and I had an accident. I killed
people.
Where do you go from?
Gunutua.
Delta.
Delta.
Another man.
Obino.
How did you get here?
How was it?
Say, I carry drug. Carry drug. Where do you come from?
Gunutua.
Say, I'm Ibo.
Ibolo.
Another one.
Obi.
What brought you here?
You wash it, Obi.
Sir, I was using cash to withdraw money from people's account.
Only if you draw, only if you
give. Where are you from?
Yoruba.
I'm Yoruba.
Yoruba, no.
So the powers of their land of birth had followed them outside the shores of this country. Herein lies the great problem, which we must confront. Remember, two great bondages that cannot toy with. One is generational, the other one is ethnic and cultural bondage. Lagos has its own spirit troubling
it
now. World spirit. The name given to Lagos called Eko is actually a name from Edo language. It means walker. War spirit. Slavery. Masquerade. Vagabonds. That's what we find in Lagos. It is the dominion of the Queen of the Coast. And in many places, plenty of Lagosians need to be more serious. There are some people saying, they say, they go for a show. It's a bondage. Sounds strange, but it's a bondage. You fear after places like Benin. You find this deep idolatry. Witchcraft. Anger. Idolatry. All kinds of terrible things. You go to a place like Kaduna. Actually, Kaduna takes its meaning from crocodile. And you can see Iceman walking against people from that place. Anambra. The name Anambra is actually stands for a river and a snake combined.
Anambra, Papa,
And unfortunately, many of the names that were given to our states in this country derive from waters, derive from warfare. I find some people, once they come from a specific area, specific problems that they always have. If you are in Aje, Ilesha, Delta, Rivers, Ikorodu, those are cauldron cities, and there, Malin is always under heavy attack.
Our Dwalati in Aje, Ilesha, Ikorodu,
these are cultural and ethnic bondages. Thank God for Ibadan. Ibadan has a very large population. It's a pioneering city. The first television in Africa, Ibadan.
The
first largest stadium, Ibadan.
Papa is here to talk to you
about it. For the first this country, Ibadan. The trouble with Ibadan is that Ibadan will strive to the front for a while and then will now take a back
position.
There are bondages we need to address. And
we
need to really face and that you have acquired from whatever tribes you have come from. And if we don't deal with them, they will eventually come up and deal with us and make things very difficult. Ethnic and cultural bondages, they will lead to geographical and untimely death. They lead to collective poverty. They lead to collective bondage. They lead to foundational witchcraft. They need to favor famine. They need to acidic lack. They need to demoting patterns.
It's
from there you find this unreasonable sexual perversion. Turbulent marriages. There are some places in this country. Any woman that comes from that place will be difficult for the husband not to beat her up. Women from there are always beaten up when they get
married.
These cultural bondages, they need to what you call timetable death or covenant death. Disaster after big projects. Dragging people back to zero level. Destructive habits. Bad health. Uncontrollable prostitution. Freak strange accidents. Marital disappointments. Kidnapping, poisoning, ritualism, inordinate attraction to money. All this we see as a form of cultural bondage. And we need to address them.
As a Latin Google thing.
Let me give you some examples before I run up now. Give you some examples. Many do not understand why Lagos sometimes has trouble anytime there is small disruption that will be big problems. Lagos was founded by two people. One of them used to convert himself to a serpent and enter into concussion to become a human being. One day his children were tired of their father crawling from the bush into the pond to become a human being. They threw away the concussion. When When the man came back, boa constrictor, he didn't find a concussion trying to become a human being. He crawled back into the forest. Was that man that founded the Kenya?
Sherry.
The boa constrictor man. The second person, called Olofin, I founded Lagos. The fellow killed his wife and then beheaded himself. That's the
father.
So when those are the two people that formed Lagos, because there are some foundational spirits, once you get there, you get involved. That's why Ezekiel cried out, "This city shall not be my
cold."
So in Lagos, you find marine spirits in control. God of Iron, fetish and voodoo, war spirits. Even during Nigeria Civil War, Lagos was still bomb. Slavery, wickedness, masculine spirit, wasteness, immorality, deception and conspiracy. All are things that is found in Lagos. The name says on the river. It's infected of marine spirits. Idol worship. Witchcraft. Seduction and sexual perversion. Festival spirit, always festival. Festivals. Cult spirits. Stubbornness and unforgiveness. Masculine spirits. Profitless hard work. And sensual spirits, unhealthy competition and wickedness.
You
find this amongst those who put you there. And as you go from place to place, you begin to identify those kind of spirits walking
against you.
In the kitchen, for example, there is warrior spirits. The rebellious spirits. It is actually not a kitty, it's Okiti, meaning a place where there is a forbidden dung hill. A forsaken area. And that's why you find this plenty of poverty. Rock spirits. Witchcraft spirits. Familiar spirits, God of Iron, cursing spirits, anger, God of Thunder, are all kinds of things there. And these are things that we need to battle with. I can go through all these things, but I have no time now. What do we do when we see things like this? If you need to break, if you want to break free, the first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus. If you have already done that, you need to bring quality repentance to the Lord. Quality repentance. Then you need a determination to break free for your life, not to follow those patterns. Many need to carry out what they call placental deliverance.
It's
then you begin to break the bondages. Then many need to sit down and do spiritual mapping. Find out where you came from. Find out what's happening there. Find out how much of their influence is in your life now. And catch it out of your spirit if you're a citizen of heaven. Because it will not only reduce your spirit as a Christian, it will bring problems into your life. You may also need to carry out a passive. personal deliverance for yourself. So your place of birth, beloved, can be the origin of your troubles. It can increase your warfare. And it can put you in a position where you shield yourself from the blessings of God. When you get born again, you become the citizen of heaven. You are not the citizen of that, is how we do it in our village, so that's how I must do it.
Okay,
those cultures and ethnic colleges that gotten us to the level we're in now. Once they are dissolved, we'll be able to move ahead
quickly.
I pray that today, by the time we leave this place, those who have been held in bondage by their place of birth, they will be released by fire in the name of Jesus. I know a brother who came to press it here for deliverance.
He
was a final year student in the university abroad. All of a sudden, he began to dream of going back to the village. This is a village he had only visited once or twice. He had always lived in Lagos. All of a sudden, when the final exam was coming, began to have his dream. Going back to the village. Going back to the village. Going back to the village. Do you know that that brother did not know what he was doing at all until he arrived at the airport here? He abandoned his examination, he abandoned his study, he abandoned his things, just got on the plane and came back to the country. Only when he arrived at the airport here, said, look here, my examination is next week. What am I doing here? He could not go back again. He's been withdrawn by the powers of his place of birth. Rise up, your father. And all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here today, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. It's a pastor. This is the first Paramount Stranger service of the year. I want to surrender your life to Jesus today. I also want to be free from these higher class bondages. Whatever you are, why your eyes are closed. Just come quickly to the altar of the fountain. Leave your seats. Come out and don't waste time. Leave your seats. Come out and don't waste time. I congratulate you. Those of you at the various altars, too. I congratulate you. Just bow down your heads now. And so I'm going to say that. So, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I've entered the kingdom of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray that you uphold them by your power. The decision they take today shall be permanent in their lives. And you shall be well with them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Have
your place. We're going to pray some prayers now. And by the Spirit of God, I'm going to be addressing certain issues. Just ensure that your prayer is powerful and strong.
Sisters, are you here this morning? If you sisters are here, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Let me hear brothers shout hallelujah.
to you as a prayer. Father, I pray as commanded. For all those who are in this service, and they are suffering from evil parental dedication.
At your
presence, I've dedicated you to one idol or one spirit or the other. Right here where you are, I command you, change, binding you to that covenant. Something is happening there.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's coming out of that man. It's coming out of that man. Yes, please. Yes. What is happening?
somebody, I don't know who the person is.
Or you are when you call me, or when you know.
The person that should tell you.
No, I know who it is.
That you're coming here today.
The one who is living, you are living.
Will be unto you.
You therefore
a reference point.
Oh, yeah.
Let them become awesome testimonies in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. As you stretch your prayer now up, pick any sound of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and Lord of Kings.